This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Well, while the president is busy setting up his cabinet and before we begin impeachment hearings in the Senate, our thoughts can turn back to the pandemic and the response to it. The governor started this week expressing his profound disappointment with the quantity of vaccine available to Pennsylvania. How's that going?
Well, Brad, you know, in Pennsylvania, the guidelines for who can receive a vaccine were expanded, as we talked about last week. Mm-hmm. And about 4 million Pennsylvanians now qualify to get a vaccine, but the state just can't meet that need. They're just not getting the vaccines through the federal government that are needed for that. And meanwhile, people are really anxious, many people, to get this vaccine. Now, so far, about 900,000 people have gotten the vaccine, at least one dose of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And locally, it's been about 62,000 vaccines given out. That's according to a dashboard on the state website.
So very, very roughly, we're at about one-fourth of the first tier of people authorized to be vaccinated.
That's correct.
Now we have a new health secretary, Allison Beam, who is stepping in for Dr. Rachel Levine, who's been appointed to the Biden administration. She's not a physician, and she'll start spearheading the effort to vaccinate in Pennsylvania. Have we heard much from her so far?
We have not heard much from her yet. She's the new acting health secretary, so she will still need to be confirmed by the state legislature. And there has been some hubbub made about the fact that she's not a physician the way that Dr. Levine was. Mm-hmm. But she, in fact, has a deep background in health policy and health law. And some people say that's even better in that position, because what you really need to be able to do is manage policy and manage people. And in this case, manage a huge rollout of vaccines.
So the question on people's minds probably is, if you are in that 1A category, how do you go about getting the shot, or at least getting in line for the shot? Most of those people will be either over 65 or have some pre-existing health condition.
Yeah, and if folks have questions about whether or not they're in that group, they can find that on the state website. Here in the Lehigh Valley, we've been reporting all week on different ways and places that are offering vaccine clinics. But the short answer, Brad, is that it's very difficult to get a vaccine here in the Lehigh Valley or really anywhere else. Hmm. As quickly as healthcare centers and clinics open up spots and appointments, they are filled just that quickly again. But I can tell you where folks are getting vaccines right now and what to keep your eye on. So the health bureaus in Allentown and Bethlehem are both operating vaccine clinics for anyone who's on that 1A list. Allentown's operating a clinic at the Allentown Fairgrounds, and you mm-hmm. can sign up for appointments on the Allentown Health Bureau website. That said, there are none available at this point, and health officials there have said they'll make new appointments available every Thursday, so you have to jump online and try to get one if you think you qualify. Bethlehem on Monday is going to be starting a vaccine clinic at Wind Creek Casino. Folks do have to pre-register and have an appointment. And again, there are no appointments available at this point in time for that. But there's a My Bethlehem app that you can use to sign up for appointments, or you can go onto the Health Bureau website for Bethlehem. Now, that's the two local health bureaus. There's also LVHN and St. Luke's, and mm-hmm. they're running their own clinics as well. So LVHN this week stood up a drive-through clinic at Dorney Park, and they gave out about 1,000 vaccines there. But they're giving out vaccines to a more limited pool of people than even the state says who qualifies. So those vaccines are just for frontline healthcare providers and people over 75. Again, no appointments available now, but we'll be keeping an eye open for when more appointments open up for people, and we'll be sharing that information when we can. And then St. Luke's is also offering the same category of people, frontline healthcare workers, people over 75. They're booking appointments 1 week in advance. And I think the big challenge here in getting these appointments is that vaccine availability. And once there's more vaccines coming, there'll be more slots opening up that people can use.
Well, that does seem like the limiting factor. And we have the president, we have the governor, and we have the new health secretary all sort of vowing to address that head on. We'll watch that story as it develops. Thanks for giving us the update, Jen.
Absolutely, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. Stay with WLVR News and WLVR.org. And for more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.